Now, a new bill which could see more widespread use of community service instead of jail terms has been published by the Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan. The Criminal Law and Civil Law Miscellaneous Provisions Bill would also see the introduction of pepper sprays in prisons. Political correspondent with the Irish Daily Mail, Brian Mahan, has been writing about the bill in his newspaper today and joins us on the line now. Brian, thank you for joining us. It's a wide-ranging bill, but the community service aspect is probably the most pertinent due to the current very serious overcrowding problem in prisons across the country.
Yeah, I think prisons are massively overcrowded in Ireland at the moment. Just, I think it's 124% capacity as of the 10th of December. So what the minister has proposed to do is, for at the moment, for crimes that attract a sentence of up to 1 year, the judge may consider imposing a community service order on those people instead of sending them to prison. What Jim O'Callaghan is proposing is doubling that from 1 year to 2 years. From 1 year to 2 years. And obviously, two crimes that attract a prison sentence of 2 years are more serious than those that attract a crime of 1 year. And that's kind of the core of this. And Jim O'Callaghan explicitly said in his press release yesterday that this was to deal with prison overcrowding. Mm.
And what kind of reaction has there been then to that particular aspect of this bill?
I mean, Michael Fitzmaurice from Independent Ireland said it risked rewarding crime. Pádraig Tobin from AN2 called it bonkers. Micheál Carraighy from a Fine Gael TD from Longford said what he supported the principle of the bill. He said some crimes needed to be kind of exempt from these new rules, and he called for a full discussion on it. I think there'd be kind of muted support on the government backbenches for it, but fundamentally, there are not enough prison spaces for people, for the amount of people that are going into prisons. And that is how Jim O'Callaghan linked this in his press release yesterday.
The bill also covers a range of issues. It also covers the sex for rent situation, an issue which has been highlighted recently because of the rental crisis.
Yeah, absolutely. There was a report there I saw from the Irish Council for International Students, which said that 5% of female international students had either seen or been offered rent in exchange for sex. So it's something certainly that has been raised repeatedly by a number of opposition parties and has been covered widely in the Irish Times, the Examiner, and indeed ourselves in the Irish Daily Mail. So what Jim O'Callaghan is doing is bringing forward, he's explicitly making this illegal, and it's the offer or advertisement of sex for rent that will be criminalised. So there won't need to be any evidence of any actual sexual activity having taken place. And it'll be up to €5,000 fine. Class A fine would be the punishment.
And the bill also covers the use of incapacitant spray or pepper spray in prisons. Prison officers now will be allowed to use pepper spray in prisons. And that was something I think that was criticised by the Irish Penal Reform Trust. What are the provisions now in this bill?
Yeah, so it's going to be introduced initially on a pilot basis. There's going to be a series of rules introduced for when, how, why and where it can be used by prison officers. Jim O'Callaghan and the government have pointed out that Ireland is one of the very few countries across the EU in which prison officers are not able to use pepper spray. The IPRT and the Justice Committee both recommended that this should not go ahead, broadly speaking, on human rights grounds. But the government is pressing ahead with it anyway. And again, in his statement yesterday, Jim O'Callaghan also linked this into prison overcrowding.
And the disclosure of counselling notes in sexual offences trials, that's been a highly sensitive area. What does the bill say about that? Will that practice continue under this new bill?
I mean, essentially, yes, but it would be more difficult for those notes to be able to be used in trials. So what the minister is introducing is that there'll be a full disclosure hearing to kind of to justify why the notes may be used. But I know that a number of kind of activists and women who have had to speak out before have said that this is essentially a maintenance of the status quo. But I think, to be fair to Jim O'Callaghan, he has said there is kind of further work that can be done in this space and that they are looking at. But he needs to balance the rights of the women who are bravely taking these cases, but also people who have a right to a fair trial. So he's trying to balance both of those things on what is a very sensitive topic.
When are we likely to see this legislation enacted?
Well, the pre-legislative scrutiny has been completed. The bill itself hasn't even been fully published. We just got a press release yesterday. So I expect when the bill is published next year, early next year, it'll go through the legislative stages, I would expect, by the end of the first half of next year.
Brian, thank you very much. That's Brian Mahan, political correspondent with the Irish Daily Mail.